Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to our Meet the Candidates show featuring candidates running for the mayor of Long Beach. Tonight you'll meet Bob Foster, former president of Southern California Edison, and Doug Drummond, former vice mayor of the city of Long Beach. The third announced candidate is Frank Colonna, third district council member. Councilmember Colonna could not be with us tonight because of a scheduling conflict. However, he will be our guest next month. Also appearing on tonight's show will be Joseph Culleton, one of the cast members of Charlie's Aunt, opening soon here in Long Beach, and the director of the show, Jules Aaron. Our first guest is Bob Foster, candidate for mayor. Bob, welcome back to Straight Talk.
It's a pleasure, Art.
Bob, why are you running for mayor?
I'm running for mayor, Art, because I, in the last 12 years, have had a variety of experience in dealing with difficult problems. I've actually led Southern California Edison through all the major crises in the last decade. I've been able to hone my skills at building coalitions, of making difficult decisions, of making sure that I attack problems directly. And I started my career 35 years ago in public service. I thought then, and I do now, that it's a very high calling. I want to take those skills I've honed and now turn them on to the city of Long Beach for its benefit and be able to direct the path for the future of this city so it can prosper for the next 20 years.
What do you think are the most critical challenges facing the city today?
I think there are four. My top four are, first of all, public safety. We really do need to put more police on the street, and we're going to have to find the resources to do that. If the city is not safe, all the other activities that we engage in, economic, social, political, civic, really will wane. So we have to be safe in this city. Secondly, we have a fiscal problem in this city. We have a structural deficit. And that's not actually new. The structural deficit actually began back in 1990. And the city has been meeting that deficit by a variety of one-time measures and using reserves. We've got to put our fiscal house in order. We have to be fiscally disciplined. Third, we have a substantial pollution problem as a result of the port. The port is a terrific economic engine. It's vital for the country. But it's causing economic harm to citizens of Long Beach, environmental harm to the citizens of Long Beach. And there are ways in which we can clean that up. For example, there's a program in state government called the Carl Moyer Program to take the most offending diesel trucks off the road by giving them incentives to change out pre-1986 diesels with much cleaner diesels. If we can get those trucks off the road, we can increase the health of our residents, decrease pollution by about 85%. And finally, and not, well, I should say last but not least, we need to build a better economic base in this city. We need to bring jobs, both high-tech and blue-collar jobs, to Long Beach, because we need to train those people in West and North Long Beach, those young kids that are looking for good jobs to be able to afford homes and raise families. We need to provide some economic hope, and that's going to be with high-tech and blue-collar jobs, and that really needs to be done in this city. Those are the four things I think have to be done.
Bob, what is it that you feel in your background that makes you the most qualified candidate to address those four issues?
Art, I've had a varied career. As I said, 35 years ago, I started working in public service. I've worked in the state legislature. I've worked in private business. I've been a small business owner. I also was in the crafts. I'm a journeyman carpet layer. I did that working through school. I've had a variety of experiences. I've been involved in civic activities. I have relationships up and down this state and, in fact, in Washington. I believe I'm prepared to do this. I think I'm the best suited to do this job. I can bring business to Long Beach. I can bring state and federal help to Long Beach. I can make the difficult decisions that are going to face this city in the future, and I've got the background to do that.
What would you like to say to your opponents who are running in this race?
I'd like to say to my opponents that I think this race needs to be based on high-level issues, and we ought to really try to take the high road. And you know, look, quite often, in campaigns, there's quite often attacks, and there's mudslinging and what have you. I plan to do none of that. I really think that there's enough issues facing Long Beach that this ought to be on what is the future direction for the city? What are your qualifications to bring Long Beach to that new and hopefully bright future? And let's keep this on a positive path. That's really what I'd like to say. This ought to be hopefully a very clean, honest campaign.
This is your first run for elective office, Bob. And you've been an announced candidate now for several weeks. Give our viewers a sense of what it's like now to be a candidate running for public office versus running Edison.
It's remarkably different. I'm used to 18-hour days. I mean, and you know, that's really what you wind up with in a campaign. I will tell you that the difference is I've been around politics for most of my career. It's part of what you do if you're going to run a large corporation. It's also part of what I did when I worked early on in my career in public service. But when you're a candidate, it's a lot different. First of all the focus is on you. That's the bad part of it, or the difficult part is it's very time consuming. It is a lot of work, but I thrive on that. The good part is, I will tell you, I've met just an enormous number of very decent and good people who, and it is a humbling experience to go through this. You find out that people who you don't even know very well will wind up stepping up, giving you their trust, their energy, their time, and their resources to help you out. And it's been a remarkable experience.
At the end of the segment, we're going to put up on our bumper campaign information if you want to associate yourself with this campaign and help out. You can take down the telephone number or the website. We encourage all of our viewers to listen to what all the candidates have to say and then help out and associate yourself with the candidate of your choice. We have a little less than a minute left, Bob. You can say whatever you want to the voters of Long Beach.
Thank you, Art. What I'd like to say is, first of all, I love this city. I think it's at a crossroads for its future. We are in danger of becoming a city of haves and have-nots. And that, I'm also a student of history. That's a very dangerous path for any democratic republic. In a democracy, you really do need a diversity of economic levels, and you really need to make sure that you provide for young people a path to the future. I think I am the best qualified to lead Long Beach to that brighter future, one in which we celebrate our diversity, one in which we have a much cleaner environment. With programs right now that exist that we need to find money for, we can have a much cleaner environment, a healthier Long Beach, and a much more prosperous Long Beach with a much higher economic level in this city.
Bob Forster, candidate for mayor, thank you for joining us here on Straight Talk.
Art, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Stay with us. We'll be back with the next candidate, Doug Drummond, in the segment following.